Georgia eased coronavirus restrictions weeks ago. That means people are shopping in Atlanta malls and swimming at Georgia beaches. But while the feeling in some parts of the state is that coronavirus is behind us, many rural communities are still in the midst of new and growing virus outbreaks. And information about how to slow that may not be reaching people. There's one grocery store in Hancock County, in downtown Sparta. That's where I meet Cedric Harris. He's a traveling certified nursing assistant who cares for two clients in the county. And like most people shopping here, he wears a mask.
Well, it says a hot spot here, but I guess everybody learning how to keep the social distancing now.
Hancock County has the highest per capita infection rate for coronavirus outside the Southwest Georgia hotspot. And in the last 2 weeks, no other Georgia county has seen a steep rise in per capita COVID-19 deaths. Harris has been tested for coronavirus. Test came back negative.
I guess it's been about 2 weeks. But like they say, you can be tested today and then get it tomorrow.
So he'd like another test, but doesn't want to use his insurance. There are free options, but
I haven't heard nothing about the testing yet. You know, I figure the health department or somebody, but ain't nobody, you know, put it out there.
The places you might look for that news are thin on the ground. Daily newspapers from both Macon and Augusta used to circulate here. They don't anymore. And the local paper, the Sparta Ishmaelite, is a weekly with no online presence. But Harris's first option is a few miles away, at the Hancock County Health Department, across from the old boarded up hospital. Their staff are waiting for people to show up for tests. Very few do.
Yeah, we had a little rush there.
That rush was one test. Picks up a little as time goes on, but clearly, testing capacity is outstripping demand. Michael Hawkinson is the spokesperson for Georgia's North Central Health District, which includes Hancock County. He's trying to drum up more demand, but he says it's a challenge. The social media messaging that might work in urban areas is less effective where people often have spotty internet access.
We're actually doing a direct mailing campaign, providing cards with the testing information.
He wishes he could do more.
I'd love to be able to cast out a net and hit every single person with the information that we want to give them, but that net's probably going to cost way more than we're ever going to have.
Especially when Georgia's health departments are being asked to make 14% budget cuts like other state agencies. Testing option two is the federally supported clinic run by community healthcare systems, where they treat anyone regardless of their ability to pay. In this majority black community, they see a lot of undertreated chronic diseases that put people more at risk of death from COVID-19. Health system CEO Carla Belcher says they, too, have more tests than people asking for them.
We just didn't see that many just because people didn't know they could come in and be tested if they didn't have symptoms.
So community healthcare is telling all their patients about testing. They're putting flyers on cars. They're trying to collaborate with the health department. The third testing option are sites run by the National Guard and Augusta University, where Philip Cool is chief medical officer. He says the information gaps in majority black communities like Hancock County add up to a big catch-22.
Whites are more likely to be tested, but African-Americans and blacks are more likely to be tested positive.
For people like Cedric Harris, a lot of that could be solved by simply being told where to get a test. Till then, he's wearing his mask.
That's pretty much all we can do.
And while the Georgia Department of Public Health is expected to roll out a statewide awareness campaign in coming weeks, they do not keep a master list of where coronavirus testing is available. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Sparta.